The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on KGYM, presented by Hills Bank, with 19 locations throughout the corridor. Now let's head courtside for the pregame, and alongside former coach Denny Kettle, here's KGYM Sports Director, Scott Unash.
Just like that, we rejoin you from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines for the 2020 Boys State Basketball Tournament as we get ready for our second game here this afternoon. Class 3A State Quarterfinal, all Wamac affair, as it'll be the Clear Creek Comanche Clippers taking on the Mount Vernon Mustangs. Scott Unash and Denny Gettle courtside here at the Well. Rematch of a game earlier this year. In fact, last calendar year, as the second game of the season down in Tiffin, it was Mount Vernon getting a 69-52 victory in that one over Clear Creek Comanche. But a lot of snow has fallen and a lot of things have happened since then, Denny. And like I said, that was a basketball eternity ago.
Yeah, the Wamac's a big conference with I believe seven schools on each side and maybe seven
and, for this year.
They play the teams on the other side once, and it doesn't count in their conference schedule. They play all the teams on their own side twice, and that's what counts. So that was sort of an exhibition game back in December 6th, and I'm sure that's the way Clear Creek Comanche wants to look at it. Mount Vernon has only two losses all season, and they came just 3 days apart in the middle of January, a home loss to Dyersville-Beckman and a road loss at Marion by just 4 points. So they've had quite a season.
Two coaches that have been here before. Brandon Club for Clear Creek Comanche making his first Clear Creek Comanche appearance at the state tournament. He took North Tama back to the state tournament in Des Moines, I believe about 7 years ago, before coming over to Tiffin, where he has put down roots. And much like what Mike Halleck is doing, he is trying to do that in Tiffin and Oxford and all of the surrounding area as far as Clear Creek Comanche is concerned. And for Mount Vernon, Ed Tim has won a state championship at Mount Vernon back in 2012, the former Cornell College coach. And he is trying to get another one here with his second-seeded Mount Vernon Mustangs. Clear Creek Comanche coming in as the number 7 seed as far as the 3A state tournament is concerned. And you've got two teams kind of with diverse histories here in Des Moines, Denny. You got Mount Vernon making their first appearance, a fifth appearance, but in their first four, they've been real economical. They've won two state championships.
Yep.
1973 under the Hall of Famer Bob Landis, and then in 2012 with Ed Tim at the helm, guiding Mount Vernon to the state championship.
Both these teams lost their first tournament game a year ago. Mount Vernon lost to Dubuque Wallert, and Clear Creek Comanche was dumped by Davenport Assumption, but they've turned it around this year. And both of them on pretty good winning streaks right now. Clear Creek has won about 13 of their last 14, something like that, on this season.
Yeah, Clear Creek has been a hot team, and including win over Davenport Assumption in the sub-state final, 79-66. Well, we'll get more about Vernon coming up in a moment, but Clear Creek Comanche making their third appearance at the state tournament, and first in 27 years, going back to 1992-93 when it was Adam Reed and a guy by the name of David Kuchar leading Clear Creek Comanche to the state tournament. Why is that name familiar? Well, David Kuchar's son, Keaton Kuchar, is the scoring star for the Mount Vernon Mustangs, taking them to the state tournament. So I'm not sure if David's wearing half blue and half maroon today. I doubt it. But according to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette in his article today, and previewing the state tournament, Keaton says it's just going to have a, just take it as another game today. But it's amazing how things fall in line in life, isn't it?
You move around a little bit. That happens a lot to urban school people from the old days. They play in urban schools, and they end up with their kids playing in suburban schools.
Now, Clear Creek Comanche, again, 1992-93, and now again in 2020. For Mount Vernon, this is this has been the team dubbed the Cardiac Kids. The district final at home against Dubuque Wallert. Down, I believe, one with a free throw in the waning seconds. Free throw is missed. Tip out. And a wild tip-in at the buzzer to knock off the Golden Eagles and move on to the sub-state final, where at the U.S. Cellular Center, all Mount Vernon did was watch Central DeWitt take a lead. And then Keaton Kuchar comes down and calmly hits a little 10-footer from the right of the lane to give Mount Vernon the win in the sub-state final. The last two games. So if Mount Vernon is down toward the end of this one, you're not going to see any panic, I think, in the Mustangs.
Nope, they're used to those wild finishes, and I'm sure they're hoping for a little better margin today. But this is going to be a very interesting game. Both teams have a star player. Kuchar, as you've talked about, averages 20 points a game for the Mustangs, and Withrow averaging 15.8. Christian Withrow averaging 15.8 points a game, 6'2 junior for the Clippers. It'll be an interesting battle, and I think the Mustangs have got to keep Withrow off the foul line. Look at the number of free throws he's shot this season. 129 free throw attempts. That's about six a game, so he gets there a lot.
Clear Creek Amana gets to the free throw line a ton. 457 free throws the Clippers have shot on the year. You got two high-scoring teams in this one here this afternoon. Mount Vernon, mid-60s, their average. Clear Creek Amana at about 68. Their clip, no pun intended. Clear Creek Amana shoots the ball very, very well. 50% as a team overall.
Their last four games, they've scored 74, 76, 76, 79. So they're going to want to have a fast-paced game. Mount Vernon is going to need to keep the score in the 60s, I think.
And of course, you mentioned Christian Withrow for Clear Creek Amana, but the leading rebounder for the Clippers, of course, everybody's guy as far as recruiting and football is concerned, TJ Bowlers, 6'4", and the footballer averaging almost 6.5 rebounds per contest. Keaton Kuchar averaging 20 for Mount Vernon, but Noah Erickson right there, 13.9 points, 6'5", Derek Jordan in the middle. At about just under double figures at 9.3. He leads Mount Vernon with 7 rebounds per game on the year. Both these teams pretty close as far as three-pointers. 144 makes on the year for Mount Vernon. 154 makes on the year so far for Clear Creek Amana. And like I said, both these teams have been hot down the stretch. When you talk about Mount Vernon, they have won 13 in a row to this point. And you talk about the Clippers of Clear Creek Amana, four-game winning streak, but they have won 11 of their last 12.
Yep. Very close statistically, the two teams. Mount Vernon a little better defensive average. Clear Creek Amana shoots free throws better. That could be an area for Mount Vernon, as they only shoot about 61% from the line. But Mount Vernon's only committed 216 turnovers in 24 games. That's a very low total. So they must take care of the basketball well.
Very, very well. And that's a trademark to Ed Timp coach teams over the years at Mount Vernon, as these two WOMAC conference foes getting ready to go at it. Not a lot of secrets, I think, between the Mustangs and the Clippers when they come out here. You'll get a few wrinkles that you'll throw in practice, but for the most part, 85 to 90% of what each team runs, the other team is going to know.
The only secret I'm having trouble with is getting my stats up on my computer.
Well, I'm not in charge of that one. I am not in charge of that. High school basketball presented by Hills Bank again this afternoon. Check them out online at hillsbank.com. That's hillsbank.com. Connection is here. They do a great job of honoring all the area teams. Hills Bank does on their way to state tournaments, various state tournaments as far as any sport is concerned. So thanks to Hills Bank, a very, very passionate supporter of high school sports all around the area. Clear Creek Amana and Mount Vernon going at it. The Mustangs.
Twins baseball is right around the corner. Catch the American League Central Division champion, Minnesota
Conference. And Clear Creek Amana, of course, tied with Center Point Urbana for the Western Division Championship as far as the WOMAC is concerned. We mentioned Mount Vernon, the number two seed. Clear Creek Comanah comes in as the number seventh seed for CCA. And the winner of this one will get the winner of our next 3A quarterfinal, as that will be Pella taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton coming up a little bit later on. And then we'll get into 4A this evening with what I think is going to be the best first-round game in the entire tournament, Waukee and North Scott. And then Bob Fontana and Ankeny Centennial will take on the Cinderella Wildcats of Davenport North. And then tomorrow morning, we've got West High basketball as Steve Bergman and the Trojans at 10:15 on 106.3 FM will take on the Ankeny Hawks. So both Ankeny schools made it down here to the boys' state basketball tournament. But this one's going to be fun between Clear Creek Comanah and Mount Vernon.
Yes, it will be. And another big task for Mount Vernon, I think, is going to be keeping Schreffer and O'Connor off the three-point line. Those two guys have combined for 110 threes between them, Tyler Schreffer and Nick O'Connor. On the same token, Keaton Kuchar has made 75 of them for the Mustangs.
Clear Creek Comanah and Mount Vernon headed back to their respective benches, and they will have their recognition of each school's fan of the game coming up here in just a couple of moments, as that will be recognized by our public address announcer here today, Don Euchre, will have this game. And he and Father Collison over there taking turns with one other gentleman as far as the public address is concerned. Coming up later tonight on KGYM at 6 o'clock, we've got a pair of conference final games for you. And I believe Colonial is at 6 o'clock. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then it'll be Gonzaga and St. Mary's coming up in the nightcap. That's the West Coast Conference, and that will be at 8 o'clock tonight. Both those games starting at 6 on 107.5 along with 106.3 FM. NBA basketball coming up tonight for you. That'll be at 6:30 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM for you here on KGYM. Great time of the year if you enjoy basketball.
Now that is for sure. Five tickets will be punched today for teams into the NCAA tournament. And, of course, you and I sitting there in Cedar Falls hoping upon hope that their name will get called on Sunday after losing the opening round game to Drake. It's not looking good, according to the experts, but I think it'd be a travesty if they leave you and I out.
Well, I'm with you, but I don't think they're going to probably hear their name called, but they will be in the NIT. That is a certainty out there. The Mount Vernon and Clear Creek Comanah fans of the game being introduced. Mount Vernon recognizing one of their students, and Clear Creek Comanah will have their recognition coming up in a moment.
It's not Tristan Wirfs, I don't think.
No. It's pretty good football players and over the years at Mount Vernon, and not bad ones either. T.J. Boulders might be the best one of the bunch at Clear Creek Comanah by the time it's all said and done. We saw Kurt Ronfeld, the Clear Creek Comanah athletic director, a little bit earlier on with CPU's Scott Kriegel. And it's a WOMAC conference. They're going to have a WOMAC conference meeting here today.
They probably do.
With the ADs. I think this one's going to be up-tempo today, Danny.
Well, the one team that is, I'm sure, bitterly sitting at home is the Marion Indians, of course. They had the great year.
Well, Beckman, too.
Yeah.
They had a very good team in Class 2A.
It's a tough conference. Every night you have a tough battle in that league.
Yes. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups in this one here this afternoon. The WOMAC conference battle between Clear Creek Comanah and Mount Vernon. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Clippers of Clear Creek Comanah, 19-5, making their third appearance at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. They are the co-champions of the WOMAC Conference Western Division, along with CPU. Losses this year to Central DeWitt, Mount Vernon, Center Point Urbana, Williamsburg, and to arch rival Solon. For CCA, they will go with at 1-4, number 11, Nick O'Connor. He is a 6'2 senior. And O'Connor in double figures, 11.1 points a game. Second on the team with 53 three-point makes on the year, 41% from beyond the arc. At a forward for the Clippers, it'll be number 23, Christian Withrow, 6'2", and a junior, averaging 15.8 points to lead CCA, 5.8 rebounds per contest, 54% from the field, gets to the free throw line a whole bunch. Not a three-point shooter per se. He's only made one on the year. The center, everybody's after him for football. It's T.J. Bowler, 6'4", and a junior, averaging 6.4 points, 6.3 rebounds a game, shooting 54% from the field. And the two starting guards for Clear Creek Commander, number 15, Tyler Schrepfer, 5'11", and a senior at 11.5 a game. Terrific three-point shooter, 57 makes on the air, 45% from the arc. And number 25, Mike Potter, the 6'1 junior, averaging 8.9 points per ball game, a 51% shooter from the field. Head coach for the Clear Creek Commander Clippers, his second trip to the state tournament, is Brandon Club, with a record of 203 and 164 in his Clear Creek, in his career coaching for both North Tama and for Clear Creek Amana. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the Mount Vernon Mustangs, the Wamac Conference Eastern Division champions at 22-2, as they are rated second in the state in Class 3A and seated second. Losses this year to Dyersville Beckman and to the Marion Indians. For Mount Vernon, same starting lineup they went with at the U.S. Cellular Center. It'll be Nolan Brand, the senior, averaging 5.1 points per ball game. Also, number three, Noah Erickson. Erickson, a senior, about 6'1", averaging 13.9 points per ball game. Derek Jordan, about 6'5", and a senior, averaging 9.3 points, 7 boards a game. And the two guards, Colin Swantz for Mount Vernon, averaging 4.3, a very good defender, and a sneaky three-point shooter with 25 makes on the year. And the leading scorer for Mount Vernon, his dad played at Clear Creek Amana in two state tournaments, Keaton Kuchar, the 6'2 junior, averaging 20 points, 3.3 rebounds a game, 75 three-point makes on the year, shooting 40%. And the head coach for the Mount Vernon Mustangs, he's won a state championship back in 2012, and that is Ed Tim. Our officials, Kyle Manns, Kurt Spomer, and Kip Shanks are the officials as assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Clear Creek Amana in the road blues with the gray and the white trim, and Mount Vernon in their home whites with the maroon and the black trim, as the non-starters are being introduced, and they'll get the starting lineups introduced coming up here in just a moment. Good crowd on the other side from Mount Vernon, and a whole bunch of folks from Clear Creek Amana wearing the blue behind us here.
And Clear Creek Amana, one of those schools that was here for both the girls and the boys that you talked about earlier.
That's right. Six of them, I believe, that were here for both the boys and the girls state basketball tournaments, and saw one go down in our prior game with Center Point Urbana, and now Clear Creek Amana will try their hand at things here. As speaking of the girls basketball team, look back and see a couple of the Clipper basketball players behind us. On the girls' side, doing things differently this year at the state tournament. They're used to alternately introduce the players, and now they're introducing one team in its entirety, and then they will introduce the other team in their entirety, and they'll shake hands at midcourt. A small change.
Change in the process?
In the process.
And I'm smelling some pretty good barbecue from someplace, Scott. There it is. We found it.
We found the barbecue. Not sharing at all. No. That's just evil. I will let it pass because he is a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So
there you go.
Everything is going to be fine.
Not a Phillies fan, I suppose.
We'll ask a little bit later on. Well, what are you looking at? I think it's going to be a high-scoring fun affair.
I agree. I talked about Withrow has got to be kept off the free throw line as far as Mount Vernon is concerned. Withrow, the good free foul shooter for Clear Creek Amana, and Schrepfer and O'Connor, very good, dangerous three-point shooters. Kuchar, a three-point shooter, of course, for Mount Vernon. Tempo is going to be important. I think Mount Vernon wants to control the tempo a little bit. Clear Creek Amana is going to want to get it out and run. And points off turnovers, I think, is going to be huge in this game. Who can score off their defense? I think there'll be a good game within a game. I don't know if they'll guard each other, but Kuchar and Withrow are two outstanding players.
Kent Kuchar being introduced. He'll shake hands there with Mike Potter. And T.J. Bowler's coming out. He'll shake hands with the center, Derek Jordan. And Jordan's going to have the height advantage, but T.J. is going to have the bigness advantage, if you will.
Yep. Jordan's tall.
T.J.'s not a bad basketball player either.
We have to guess at Mount Vernon's heights because they're not in the program. They didn't give it to us on the pregame sheet.
Yeah, that's an Ed Tim staple. Clippers coming out with O'Connor, Withrow, Bowlers, Schrupper, and Potter. And Mount Vernon will break the huddle with Nolan Brand, Noah Erickson, Jordan Swantz, and Kuchar. As we are just about set to go here. Two schools, same conference, not that far apart. Johnson County and Linn County ready to go at it here. As it'll be Jordan to tip it up against T.J. Bowlers.
Always fun to see a rivalry played out here at the Wells Fargo Arena.
Second meeting of the year, and Clear Creek Comana wins the tap, and we're underway. Clippers will go to the basket to our left. Mount Vernon will take him in the man-to-man defense. Behind the screen, pop-up three, going to be an air ball. Missed by Tyler Schrepper, and it goes out of bounds. Set play by Coach Club coming off the jump ball, but Schrepper just missed that one.
Bowlers has his right hand taped up pretty good. I can't tell whether it's a thumb injury or a hand injury.
Now Vernon with a basketball. Clear Creek Amana in the man-to-man defense. Kuchar, they'll double him on the right sideline. Flips it over to Brand. He'll take it inside. Down low, layup good by Derek Jordan.
Over the top pass. Jordan, the tall player, was able to grab an easy layup.
Schrepper on the dribble drive. Got cut off by the double. Hands it back now on kick out to O'Connor. O'Connor working on Kuchar in the man-to-man. Staple for Mount Vernon. Nice spin move inside, turning down the shot. Baseline 17-footer right through for CCA, Christian Withrow.
Tie game after the first minute.
Wouldn't expect much more. Kuchar, they isolate him up top. Circles left with the dribble. Stop and go move, goes behind the back with it. They double and ball tipped away, but Mount Vernon comes back with it. Swantz penetrates. Cross court pass. Up top of the key to Erickson. Going to be Potter on him. Erickson, stop and go move. Hangs, puts it up, no good. Weak side, they fight for the rebound. Jordan got it. Got it out to Kuchar off his hands. And picked up by Clear Creek Comana. Turnover number one. Pull up high, Archer for 15. That's short, no good. And we got a rebounding foul on the putback. And that's going to go against Colin Swantz.
And Bowler's got the in-traffic rebound, goes to the free throw line.
And Swantz, about 5'11", was not going to stop TJ on that one. Free throw up and good. Bowler's averaging about 6.5 points per ball game. A 56% foul shooter. And second one, no good. Back iron it off, and Jordan got the rebound. CCA with a one-point lead at 3-2. Swantz with Schrepper on him. Plays catch with Brand outside the arc. They lob it, and a foul on Potter from behind as he went on the back of Erickson. First on Mike Potter, first on the Clippers. And it'll be ball out of bounds to Mount Vernon. As the Mustangs will get it in, they'll set it up. Swantz angles left, coming off the high ball screen. Circles back, Kuchar steps in. They're going to double him whenever he gets the basketball. Finds the open man, Brand. Swantz, little jab step. On the drive, Erickson, cross court. Swantz, not a big shooter. They drop it inside. Nice catch by Jordan. And a shot blocked by Bowlers. Second effort, no, and a late whistle and a foul. And I think they got Bowlers on the arm. And it will go against T.J. Bowlers. And that'll be his first, and Derek Jordan to the free throw line for the Mustangs. Not a great foul shooter, but he swishes the first one. He's 48%. If there is an Achilles heel to this Mount Vernon team, Denny, it's the free throws.
Yep.
And the second one, no good. And another tie, 3-3. Mount Vernon only 61% from the charity stripe. A double Schreffer up top. Gives it up to O'Connor. Tried to go to the corner. Pass tipped out of bounds. Overplay there by Erickson. CCA will put it in along the sideline in front court.
Coach Tim up applauding the effort on the defense.
Swans on Schreffer. Comes right. They work it over in the corner to O'Connor. A quick three. No good. Back iron and off. And the rebound to Nolan Brand. Mount Vernon looking to take the lead.
That was a quick release. He had good defense on him.
3-3 ball game. Erickson looking inside. Up top to Swans. Play catch with it. Now Kuchar coming off the screen. Has it right of the circle. Drives baseline. He'll pull up. Tough shot from 10. No good. Jordan trying to get the rebound. Bowlers tipped it out. And here comes Schreffer the other way for Clear Creek. Bad bounce pass up top. But collected by Potter. To the baseline. Jump shot. In and out. No good that time by Withrow. The rebound and a foul. And it's going to go against Clear Creek Comana.
I believe it's on Schreffer. No, Potter.
Did they get it on Potter?
Yep.
That's his second. And now the officials are going to come over to the scorer's table, and we had a little confusion on who that foul was on. Now get that taken care of and squared away. Right away. And we'll wait to see them put it on the board here. They still don't have the foul yet. Not sure they forgot.
I think they might be confused now. They're going to have a hard time sorting this out. There's no monitor you can go to.
I'm not sure. Well, the official that gave the signal should know. Now, wait a minute. Now they're going to change things up here. Is that a Mount Vernon foul?
Wow.
And it will be a foul on Mount Vernon. So it was not a Clear Creek Comana foul. It was a Mount Vernon rebounding foul. They double up out front. Ball through the legs of Potter. Went to pick it up and got it to Bowlers. We still don't have a clue who that foul was on. On the dribble drive, all the way in, layup rimming, no, but a foul call, and Withrow will go to the line, and that's what he does best. And that foul is going to go against Nolan Brand.
Well, he's a two-way player because he's made it.
And two free throws coming up. First one spins out, no good. You mentioned Withrow gets there a lot, 74%. He's a good free throw shooter. As Jaden Meeker, the junior, comes in for Mount Vernon, the six-footer. Second one also no good, and Brand the rebound. Meeker still wearing that clear face mask over him, but he'll take his first shot. It's short, no good. Rebound on the weak side, tipped around. Erickson gets it for Mount Vernon. 3-3 battle. Erickson turns, fires, left it short, and rebound to Bowlers.
Mount Vernon 1-for-5 from the field in the early going.
They finally got that foul up, and they gave it to Erickson. Schreffer fakes. Schreffer drives baseline. Fakes, shovels it underneath the Bowlers. Missed the layup. Got it back up. Good. It'll count the foul. This is a better result for Clear Creek Comana after the miss.
Yeah. He's padding his own offensive rebound statistics, rebounding his own miss. But he goes to the line with a chance for a three-point play.
Meeker picks up the foul, his first. Erickson out. Kuchar back in for Mount Vernon. So we're over halfway the first quarter. 5-3, Clear Creek Comana. And in and out on the free throw. Both teams having their problems from the charity stripe here early. Kuchar off the clear out. He'll pull up for three. No good. Might have been partially deflected there by O'Connor.
He has not a clean look yet.
Scudder dribble into the front court. Backdoor look. Schreffer fakes. Goes up with a little left-hander and got the floater from the heart of the paint. And Ed Tim. Nope, we got a violation on Mount Vernon on the inbound. Thought Ed was going to get a timeout. And Mount Vernon trying to speed things up, and they stepped on the baseline, and now we will get a timeout by the Mustangs. 30-second timeout going to be taken by Mount Vernon.
And Clark Creek Amana fans behind us very excited, and deservedly so, with a 7-3 start. Good start for them. But we're only halfway through the first quarter. This is a long way to go.
Listen to high school basketball this afternoon on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, KGYMRadio.com, as well as the KGYM radio app. Gym class going on at 1600 AM, if you'd like to listen in there. As Mark and Alex are going to talk with Dick Simmons about D3 wrestling, and I believe Glenn Vidnovic is going to be on today.
The stick.
Off the inbounds, and they'll throw it to the backcourt. Chased down by Clear Creek Comana. With throw. Cross-court pass as Brock Reed now into the game for Clear Creek Comana. And inside, we got a travel on Reed as he came to a jump stop.
And good defense by Nolan Brand there caused the travel.
3:22 to play as Kuchar will bring it up for the Mustangs. 3:15 to play here in the quarter. Kuchar to Meeker. Turns on Schreffer. Stutter dribble out front, just right to the center circle to Kuchar. Off the clear out. He'll drive baseline. Banker no good. Put back no good by Brand. Kick outside. Open three-pointer. Ring it up. Coming off the bench, Caleb Brand with the triple.
Second chance points.
30% three-point shooter. Ball tipped away inside. Stolen away. Here comes Meeker off the second turnover. Meeker dumps it inside to Nolan Brand. Back out top, three-pointer, too strong, no good by Owen Brazzi. And a rebound out of there for Clear Creek Comana. 7-6, backdoor bounce pass, fake, Reed dumps it baseline. And we got a holding foul called as Withrow went to make a move. That's going to be on Owen Brazzi. Dad Brent, of course, the women's college basketball coach at Cornell College.
All right, Owen's father. Jordan returns.
I didn't say mom. If I did that, Brent Brazzi is going to have me. They'll throw it into the backcourt. Chase down. Ryan DeBarra into the ballgame. 6'2 junior, averaging 3.5 points off the Clear Creek Comana bench. Schreffer fakes. Circles left. Cut off by Brazzi. Boy, both teams playing very good. Man-to-man defense. Shot blocked underneath by Jordan. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay with CCA. As Noah Erickson will come back in, and Kuchar will get a breather for Mount Vernon. 7-6 lead for Clear Creek Comana. Clippers, Schreffer gets it in to Potter. He'll start to go baseline, cut off. Long pass up front. Schreffer on the fake. Drives. Nice bounce pass underneath. Easy two on the back cut for Ryan Navarra.
Great pass by, I believe, Schreffer.
9-6. Clippers by three. Dump pass inside, and Jordan with an easy layup.
Well, if he can get the ball deep, he's tough. They're going to have a hard time stopping him.
9-8. Potter driving right of the lane. Ooh, tried a cross-court pass and hit the underside of the rim.
And Brazzi picked up the loose change.
And now we got a walk on Brazzi as he went down the lane.
Got the ball back on a pass and wasn't expecting it. Shuffled his feet.
Three turnovers on each team right now.
Scoring pace is where Mount Vernon would like it right now so far, but they don't like the fact that Clear Creek is ahead 9-8.
High Potter way out front. Minute 23 to play first quarter. They'll isolate him left side. Cut off by Kuchar, who's back in. Bounce to Bowlers. TJ posting up inside. Turnaround won't go. Left to short. And rebounded out of there by Kuchar. He'll turn and take it up himself for Mount Vernon. Swans back in the game. Got it to Erickson. Penetrates the lane. Cut off. Back to Swans up top. Left of the circle. 1 minute to play here in the game's first quarter. They are face guarding Kuchar wherever he goes and when he gets the ball. And they're switching on everything right now.
Yep.
Is Clear Creek Amana. Erickson. Kuchar fakes and he shuffled the puppies.
Brock Reed with the duty on him right now.
Well, you got two teams that know each other as well as these two do. And more often than not, you're not going to get a lot of scoring, even though they are both high scoring. We'll see. Penetration move. Kick to the corner. Potter, an open three. Ring it up.
He had a chance to get set, took his time, and made a good shot. Good follow through.
Mike Potter with only 7 threes on the year. But he got that one to go, and Clear Creek Amana by 4. 15 seconds. Mount Vernon will go for the last shot of the first, and they'll get the ball to start the second. Kuchar using the ball screen, and as he went baseline, he's going to get a hold on Clear Creek Amana.
Just the third team foul, I believe, on the Clippers. 5 on the Mustangs.
Brock Reed on the foul.
8.8 seconds.
Inbound, Swans, circles left, circles all the way in. Nice pass underneath to Jordan, and lays it in. And time for a three-quarter court shot that will be short at the horn. Mount Vernon doing it inside. Clear Creek Amana doing it with balance. And after one, Clippers lead the Mustangs 12-10 in this all-Wamac affair. We'll be back with the second quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
The Dallas Mavericks have one of the top scoring duos on the NBA hardwood with Kristaps Porzingis and Luka Doncic.
The attitude this kid brings to the game can strike fear into the heart of the opponent.
Doncic, step back three, high arcing shot, he banks it in!
Luka's been on a scoring frenzy as they continue to battle for playoff position out west and get set to face the San Antonio Spurs.
Tonight, starting at 6:30 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Presented by Indeed.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Welcome back. Second quarter about to get underway here for Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. 12-10 lead for Clear Creek Amana. Scott Udash and Denny Gettle with you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We got Iowa City West tomorrow morning. North Lynn tomorrow night. We've got the lid lifter and the final game of the evening.
The closer.
Well, first quarter numbers, what do they look like?
5 for 12 for Clear Creek Amana, 1 for 3 from three-point range, 4 for 12 and 1 for 3 for Mount Vernon. Free throws, 1 for 5 for Clear Creek, 1 for 2 for Mount Vernon, and rebounding, I have 10 to 8 in favor of the Mustangs.
Both teams really playing exceptionally hard man-to-man defense.
Yep. We don't have our computer stats up to date, but it might be a little off in the rebound total.
So, coming out for Mount Vernon, it'll be Nolan Brand along with Jade Meeker. Keith Kuchar, who has not scored yet, Derek Jordan, and Noah Erickson. Clear Creek Amana Schreffer out there along with Potter, Withrow, Bowlers, and also O'Connor starting five in. They double down on Jordan on the block. Two-man game. They dump it inside on the lob. Jordan triple team. Cross court. They get it to the baseline. Erickson steps in. Off the glass with a no. Rebound to Clear Creek Amana.
A lot of traffic around Jordan for sure.
Withrow spins his way into the front court. Tried to shovel it underneath the Bowlers. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Clippers. as Clear Creek Amana, Mike Potter will put it into play.
And Withrow gets up a little gimpy on his right ankle.
Just underway, second quarter. Schreffer on the inbound. That's Tyler Schreffer. He'll bounce it. Give and go right back to Schreffer. Fakes, goes up, high off the glass. Good on the nice reverse layup.
Withrow's asking for a substitute. His ankle's bothering him.
And they're going to get somebody in. Reed's going to come in. 14-10, CCA. Stop and go move by Meeker to Erickson. Left free throw line extended. Goes cross court now to Brand. Brand a couple of jab steps. Working that weave. Kuchar coming off the screen. 17-footer. Can't get it to go. Put back block. Brand underneath. Tried to keep it alive. Took it away from Bowlers, and we got a jump. No, we don't. Bowlers had his hand on the ball on the baseline. As Brock Reed will come in. And Withrow's going to get some attention from the training staff. Drake trainers here, along with the team trainers. Here's Kuchar, and a back up. Still looking for his first point. Meeker, stop and go move. Had it knocked away from behind. Lobs it down low to Jordan. Mount Vernon being very patient. Meeker drives in, hangs. He had it rejected. Loose, picked up by Erickson. Leaning floater, no good. And the rebound to Bowlers, and he got fouled underneath by Brand.
Clear Creek really clogging up the lane, making it tough for Mount Vernon to get any short-range shots.
Caleb Brand comes in for Nolan Brand, who'll leave with his second foul. As it'll be Clear Creek Amana. Schreffer will bring it up. I think Withrow's going to get another tape job over there.
He's their leading scorer. You can't afford to lose him.
Reed tried to bounce it down low. Broken up. Picked up by Bowlers. Hang shoots no. Offensive rebound to Clear Creek Amana. Put back try rolls off. And the rebound to Derek Jordan. Mount Vernon on the run. Lead pass to Erickson. Penetrates the lane. Turns, fires, and hits off the glass for two. 14-12. The CCA lead at two. Whippers with the basketball. O'Connor at the center circle. Crossover dribble. Ooh, tried to hand it up and bumbled it out of bounds.
He thought Reed was going to be at a certain spot, but Reed moved and the ball went out of bounds.
14-12 lead, Clear Creek Amana. Mount Vernon with the basketball. Swants back into the ball game. Ball fake. Brand drives in. Kicks it up top to Erickson. That's Nolan Brand sending a screen for Caleb Brand. As the Brands are in there now for Mount Vernon. 5.5 to play. Erickson into the paint. Fakes. Shoots with the right hand. Tried to bank it home. No good. Bowlers controls the board.
Rebound number 6 I have for Bowlers already.
CCA basketball in front court with the 2-point lead. Schreffer penetrates. Hands it back. Potter starts to go right, cut off at the free throw line. On the drive all the way in. Spinning layup won't go, and the rebound to Swants. Littlest guy of the court got it.
It's a war every time there's a rebound available.
Brand tries to bounce it inside. Pass tip stolen by Bowlers. They're letting the play, too. Turnover number 5, O'Connor. Nice crossover dribble, goes back door. Schreffer, double pump leaner, good.
That was a great play, give and go. A back cut.
6 for Tyler Schreffer, 16-12. Clear Creek Amana on top. Kuchar fakes, drives in. He gets doubled again, back to Erickson. Penetrates, back up top. Wide open three, in and out by Brand. And the rebound to Schreffer.
Clear Creek Amana getting the right people taking the shots as far as they're concerned.
And high percentage. And timeout going to be taken here by Clear Creek Amana.
And Withrow is coming back.
With the new tape job. 30-second timeout with 4:18 to play. Timeout taken by Brandon Club just to get him in.
A lot of action for 16-12. First game kind of started like this, too. Not a lot of points early, but action really picked up there in the second half. And there's a lot of intensity on the floor by both teams as they know each other well.
In case you're joining us late in our first game in 3A today. It was Ballard coming from behind to beat center Pointer Banna to end the storm at Pointers here, 54-48. They will take on Norwalk, who destroyed Harlan earlier on today. And that final score was 72-37. One more 3A game to come. It'll be Pella taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton. 4:10 to play. Withrow back in the lineup. He'll jump stop in the lane and traveled with it. Sometimes officials will let you do that little Euro jump stop. Sometimes they won't.
He was, that was the old Al McGuire situation. He got airborne without a flight plan there.
I miss those days when Al and Billy were on. Three-man booth.
Yep.
They did it well. 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Meeker on the hand back. Kuchar behind a screen. Three won't go. Still scoreless today. Rebound Clear Creek Comana. Storyline of this game is Keaton Kuchar has not scored as of yet. Here's Bowlers driving down the lane. Couldn't finish though. Tapped out. And picked up by Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon is trying to set ball picks to get Kuchar free. And
that leaner won't go by Jordan. Had a great look inside. Just would not go.
And Bowler's got rebound number 7.
Which is already over his average. Pull up 15-footer, short with throw. Jordan trying to keep it alive. Saved in, and Mount Vernon with the basketball. Here comes Swans, pass left wing. Nice bounce down low. Brand, little turnaround hook won't go. Offensive rebound, Meeker. His turnaround, no. Third effort up and in by Nolan Brand.
Two offensive boards produce a basket.
Mount Vernon not shooting it well, though. 16-14. Withrow, step back, high-arching 15-footer. Might have been partially blocked. Swans going for the save. Threw it in, and now we've got a pushing foul on Mount Vernon. As Navarro was fouled.
Just a lot of frantic activity out there. People rushing things a little bit. Not taking their good, normal in-tempo shots.
Meeker out, Erickson back in, and that's team foul number 7 on Mount Vernon. Colin Swans gets his second, and 1-1 coming up for Clear Creek Comana. Navarro on the line for the one and maybe, and sinks the first.
Swans tried to save that ball back in under the out of bounds, or under the basket, and Clear Creek Comana corralled it.
Broke the cardinal rule. Barra out after 2 free throws, and Potter will come back in for Clear Creek Comana. 18-14, CCA on top. And it's all Womack affair. Swans to Erickson. Kuchar driving the baseline. He'll turn, couple jabs, depth, puts it on the floor. Now the jumper good for 3. Finally in the scoring column for Keaton Kuchar.
Mount Vernon was 1 for their first 10 this quarter. Now they made their last 2.
Here's a trap out top. Put on by Mount Vernon. Backdoor Schreffer. Pull up from 12. Good. Just inside the left elbow there for Tyler Schreffer. He's got 8. Clear Creek Comana up by 3. Kuchar behind the back dribble. Shake and bake move. Trying to feed himself. That one up. No good. And the rebound again to T.J. Bowlers. Clear Creek Comana with the basketball. Withrow, nice spin in the lane. Contact, what do we got? Officials look at each other. They deliberate, and it'll be a block on Mount Vernon. And it'll be on Keaton Kuchar, his first. Team foul number 8. Only 4, we're making only 3 on Clear Creek Comana. And we got some housekeeping here, or what do we got? I think we got some blood.
Not surprising. There have been a lot of physical contact in this game.
How they can spot blood in the blue paint here is very fine officiating.
And I don't know who the source is.
Well, they're going to look around here. I do not see anyone. But there are plenty of spots here.
Withrow's going to the free throw line. A 74% free throw shooter. Chance to expand on a 3-point Clipper lead.
Minute 58 to play in the half, and Clear Creek Cabana up by three. And a chance to increase it here. So now we're going to have the towel come in. We got towels coming in from all sides. And we'll get everything wiped up here. Ed Tim on his bench with Dave Kucher, assistant coach. Oh, yeah. Derek Roberts, the former City High boys basketball coach, now an assistant at Mount Vernon. This is a free throw good, the first of two. Former Kennedy assistant coach, too.
Really?
And both free throws up and in. Withrow switched to pair. He's got four. And Clear Creek Amana's biggest lead of the afternoon. 22-17. Clippers out in front. Pass tipped toward us. Out of bounds by Bowlers.
Kucher coming off a double screen. And Bowler slipped the screen and knocked it away.
I'm just telling you right now, if TJ goes airborne, it comes our way.
You are
on your own. Minute 39 to play. Kucher coming off the screen. Stutter dribble got trapped along the baseline, and they got a push. Push from behind, I think, on Nick O'Connor. But it's only the fourth foul on the Clippers.
First on O'Connor.
22-17. As Mount Vernon inbound, looking. Trying to go back door. Instead, they'll have to lob it out to Erickson. Erickson holds it, spins out top. Swants with a minute 27 to play. DeBrand, and he traveled with it.
Kucher is working so hard to get open. He is exhausted.
Meeker will come in for Swants, and Caleb Brand will check in for Nolan Brand. He'll leave with two fouls. Swants also going out with two fouls. For Ed Tim.
124 and a half.
22-17. Clear Creek Amana with the lead. Withrow on the drive. Cross court pass. Sets up the three. Short that time by O'Connor. And a rebound to Derek Jordan. Mount Vernon with the secondary break. Back it comes. Meeker fakes on the three. Steps in. 12-footer short again. Mount Vernon shooting under 25% right now.
And everything's contested. Great defense by the Clippers.
And a travel on O'Connor. I think he was completely surprised with how wide open he was.
Mount Vernon is just 3 for 14 this quarter.
CCA back defensively in the man-to-man. 50 seconds to play here in the first half. Erickson, left free throw line. He'll yo-yo the dribble there. Now stop and go move. Spins into the paint. Drops it off for Jordan for the easy layup.
And that's what they did early. They need to get back to that.
Derek Jordan with 9. 4 field goals and a free throw. Lead at 3. Coming off the screen, Potter. A little pick and roll. Broken up. Stolen away by Brand. Turnover number 7. And now a reach foul on Clear Creek Amana. But still no free throws yet as Potter picks his second up.
And the two players with two fouls return for this last, hopefully last possession. Mount Vernon says hopefully.
Reed back in for CCA.
A 3 could tie it.
And Mount Vernon will go for the last shot of the half. 22-19. Clear Creek Amana up, 12 seconds to play. Bouncing to the high post. Erickson spins right free throw line. Tried to go back door and off the head of Swanson out of bounds.
Clear Creek got a hand on it, but then, as you said, it ricocheted off Swant's head. Now those two guys with two fouls got to be careful.
7 seconds. Time for Clear Creek Amana. Trepper over the timeline. Pulls up. Going to have to launch it, and he won't be able to do it. And that's the end of the half. A battle defensively between Womack Conference foes, and at the break, Clear Creek Amana with a 3-point edge, 22-19 over the Mount Vernon Mustangs. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back to Des Moines, and talk halftime with you after this. You're listening to coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament from KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
You don't need the luck of the Irish. It's St. Patrick's Savings Time. This is Pat McGrath, and I'm no saint, but I won't let you spend a pot of gold when we can save you big green on a nicer, newer ride.
Shop our Shamrockin' selection of more than 2,500 premium pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, starting at just $99 a month. Quality inspected, warranty protected, McGrath certified vehicles, priced as low as $10,995. Like it or exchange it, guaranteed. Even if you don't wear green, your credit application is always accepted. 6 cities, 10 McGrath locations, over 2,500 used vehicles as low as $99 a month. And tax refund season's the reason. Your time to upgrade is now. No need to pinch yourself. These deals are definitely real, and luck's got nothing to do with it.
St. Patrick's Savings Time at McGrath Family of Dealerships. Shop now, McGrathAuto.com.
If you thought this season was unpredictable...
But if it goes, he got it! He
biggest got it! Upset in 15 seasons.
Number one will be up for grabs yet again.
It's only just getting started. For 1 week, embrace the unknown. Phillips 66 Big 12 Championship at 6 and the New York Life ACC Championship at 8:30 Saturday on ESPN.
ESPN Radio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and all of Eastern Iowa. KGYM.
Scott Unash, Denny Gettle back with you here in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. Halftime of this 3A quarterfinal, and it is Clear Creek Amana with the three-point edge over Mount Vernon, 22-19 in a backyard game here between Womack Conference rivals. And boy, you like defense. This thing has been absolutely a defensive battle inside.
It has not been the prettiest game, that's for sure. But man, are these teams playing hard, and neither one wants to lose.
And that shows by the shooting. Clear Creek Amana shooting 36%, 8 of 22 right now. And you've got Mount Vernon, 8 of 28, 29%.
Yeah.
That tells you the defense.
Yes, for sure. And rebounding 19-19. So it's a war on the boards. When there are a lot of missed shots, there are going to be a lot of battles for rebounds. And that's what's happened.
Scoring for Clear Creek Amana. Tyler Schreffer leading the way with 8 in the first half. All from the field, 4 2-point field goals and 8 points for Schreffer. 4 points for Christian Withrow. Had a little bit of an ankle injury. They got it taped back up. He's back out there, field goal and 2 free throws. Ryan DeVar off the bench with 4. Mike Potter with 3 and TJ Bowlers with 3 as well for Clear Creek Amana. For Mount Vernon, Derek Jordan leading the way with 9. And most of those were point blank down low on penetrations. 4 field goals and a free throw. Keaton Kuchar, averaging 20, has been held to 3 in the first half of play. Caleb Brand with a 3-pointer off the bench. Nolan Brand with 2, and Noah Erickson with 2 for Mount Vernon. Turnovers, both teams with 7 at this point. And the bench scoring is 4-3. Clear Creek Amana with the edge on that statistical category here at halftime. How about what you can see on the stats as they come our way?
Yeah, the biggest thing is, Mount Vernon has not had many clean looks. The only clean looks they've had have been when they got the ball to Jordan behind the defense. He's had 3 or 4 layups. But other than that, everything has been contested, and Kuchar's really having to work hard and only produced 3 points so far. Great defensive effort by Clear Creek Amana. As you said, they are switching a lot of it. I think Reed has been on him a good share of the time, but O'Connor's been on him. And Schreffer is just an energizer bunny. He's all over the place out there for Clear Creek Amana. And it's been a heck of a game. I think both these teams are going to come back from halftime with some other ideas from their coaches, but it'll be interesting to see if one of them can settle down and get some cleaner looks offensively. They're Mount Vernon averages six threes a game. They've made only one so far. Clear Creek and Manny averages 6.5 per game. They've only made two. So we'll see if that three-point shooting improves here in the second half.
Points in the paint, 12-10 Mount Vernon. That's basically behind Derek Jordan. Points off turnovers, CCA with a slight advantage, 6-5. Second chance points, Clear Creek, 7-6, and no one with a fast break point. And we mentioned the bench scoring is at 4-3. Clear Creek Amana is led by as many as five. Mount Vernon led very early. They had a 2-0 lead in the ballgame, and that was it so far. As both teams have played, well, eight in the game so far for Clear Creek Amana. Kyle Schreffer snuck in there for a couple of minutes off the bench, and nine have played so far for Mount Vernon.
Look at the rebounds. Bowlers with eight rebounds already for Clear Creek Amana, six at the defensive end, four for Withrow, two for Schreffer, two for Potter, two for Navarra. We're glad to see that Withrow came back and didn't seem to be worse for wear after getting his ankle taped up. Rebounding for Mount Vernon, six rebounds for Nolan Brand, six for Derek Jordan, the big man, two for Kutcher, and one apiece for Erickson, Swantz, Caleb Brand, and Meeker.
Six assists to seven turnovers for Clear Creek Amana in that first half. Mount Vernon, five assists to seven turnovers. So I'm sure Ed Tibb looked at that on the stats sheet and said we need to improve upon that.
Yep, foul trouble. A couple players with two fouls for Mount Vernon. That would be Nolan Brand and Colin Swantz. And two fouls on Mike Potter for Clear Creek Amana. So nobody in terrible foul trouble.
Yeah, Clear Creek Amana had only five fouls called on them in that first half of play. As we are at halftime with Clear Creek Amana on top of Mount Vernon, 22-19. We'll take a two-minute break, get you ready for the second half here from Des Moines and Wells Fargo Arena. Right after this, you're listening to High School Basketball presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
You don't need the luck of the Irish. It's St. Patrick's Savings Time. This is Pat McGrath, and I'm no saint, but I won't let you spend a pot of gold when we can save you big green on a nicer, newer ride.
Shop our Shamrockin' selection of more than 2,500 premium pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, starting at just $99 a month. Quality inspected, warranty protected, McGrath certified vehicles, priced as low as $10,995. Like it or exchange it, guaranteed. Even if you don't wear green, your credit application is always accepted. Six cities, 10 McGrath locations, over 2,500 used vehicles as low as $99 a month. And tax refund season's the reason. Your time to upgrade is now. No need to pinch yourself. These deals are definitely real, and luck's got nothing to do with it.
St. Patrick's Savings Time at McGrath Family of Dealerships. Shop now, McGrathAuto.com.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Big 12 Championship. Coverage begins Friday with the semifinals at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio. It's a Texas showdown as Luka Doncic and the Mavericks battle against DeMar DeRozan and the Spurs. Ball for all.
Tonight at 6:30 on the gym, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Both teams back out, ready to go for the second half here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 22-19 lead for Clear Creek Amana over Mount Vernon. Seeded second and rated second in the state. Seventh seeded Clear Creek Amana on top. And what I'm interested in seeing in the second half here, Denny, is how Mount Vernon's going to try to get Keaton Kutcher open.
Yeah, I don't give me too long with the stat sheet because I find things, but Tyler Schreffer, 4-for-5 for Clear Creek Amana. The rest of their team is 4-for-17. And for Mount Vernon, Derek Jordan, 4-for-6 from the field. The rest of the team, 4-for-22. The two leading scorers, Kuchar is 1-for-7 for Mount Vernon, and Withrow, 1-for-5 for Clear Creek Amana. You don't think that's going to continue.
Mount Vernon coming out with their starting unit. Brand, Erickson, Jordan, Swantz, and Kuchar. And for Clear Creek Amana, Schreffer in there along with Withrow, Potter, Bowlers, and O'Connor. Both teams with their starting units. We're underway. CCA with the basketball, going to the basket to our right. Bowlers out top. Potter turns on Erickson. Takes him left of the lane on the handback. Schreffer on the fake. Leaves it up top. Three up. Good. Nick O'Connor. First points of the game for the 6'2 senior.
Looked like he kind of heaved it to get it there, and it was right on line. Swish.
54th three-pointer on the year. Near throwaway. 6-point lead is the biggest of the game. Erickson turns in a high post. Puts it on the floor. Cut off by Potter. Gets it to Kuchar. Kuchar coming off the screen. Gets doubled. Finds the open man, Brand. Might have got away with the travel. Over to Swantz for three, and he hits.
Well, that loosens things up for both teams, each of them hitting a three to start the half.
25-22, lead back to three. Schreffer angling left, got it to the baseline. Cross-court pass, up top it comes. Potter, his three-pointer, ring it up.
Well, after only three three-pointers made in the first half, three already here in the second.
28-22, Clear Creek Amana by six. Kuchar on the drive. He'll pull up, had it blocked. Oh, they got a foul on O'Connor. Hey, that was iffy.
He blocked it from the side, and sometimes that's going to get you a foul. But every time Kuchar's touched the ball in this half already, he's gotten into a double team.
Now, how can that not be a shooting foul?
Well, that is for sure. Wow.
Well, that was on a shot. If you're a Mount Vernon fan, you're a little quizzical at this point. As the pass tipped away. That was a foul on a shot attempt. They called it not a block, but a foul.
Crazy. They must have called it on the drive before the shot took place, but I sure didn't see it that way.
28-22, Swantz left of the circle. Got Schreffer in the air, hands it back now to Kuchar. The junior coming off the ball screen. Bowlers comes up to help. Spins, now puts up the shot short. Rebound, Bowlers kept it alive to Potter. 2-on-2 break. Potter all the way down. Driving to kick Schreffer for three, and he hits. 11 for Tyler Schreffer. And CCA by 9. 31-22, double team. Erickson had it stolen away. Lead pass to Schreffer, 1-on-1. All the way in, layup good. Will Mount Vernon take a timeout? And they will. They're going bananas behind us. The Clear Creek Amana fans.
11 points in the second half and 11-point margin now for Clear Creek Amana.
Ed Tim takes a 30-second timeout. And this is the way the WOMAC has been all year long.
I noticed Coach Tim was late coming out at halftime. He didn't get to the bench till play had started. I don't know whether he's not feeling well or what the deal was, but he wasn't there in the huddle until after the second half started. But he hasn't. He's been there to see this onslaught by Clay Creek Amana.
Clippers coming out of the locker room on an 11-3 run.
They are just smothering Kuchar, and that's Mount Vernon has not had an answer.
Swantz into the front court, bounce up top to Brand. Looking down low for Jordan, 5.5 to play in the third. Kuchar coming off the screen, backs up the dribble, now penetrates, jump stop, hangs, had it blocked. Got triple team, Buller's got the block. Schreffer to Potter. He'll spin in the lane. Potter got doubled and lost the ball, and I think a foul on Mount Vernon. First of the half. Going to go against Noah Erickson.
Nick O'Connor, the principal defender against Kuchar, but he's getting lots of help.
Mount Vernon's going to go small. They're going to take Jordan out. Going to bring Meeker in. Off the inbound, Schreffer. Fall away, Larry Bird shot. No good. And the rebound to Erickson. 1 foot fall awayer there. Thought I was at the Garden for a moment. Meeker
and
going.
He's a little guy.
Baseline. He forces up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Withrow. Stutter dribble. Takes it in the front court. Went off his shoe. Diving for it. Mount Vernon. And we got a jump, and it's going to stay with the Clippers.
You feel like there's a little panic setting in on the part of Mount Vernon right here. They got to settle down. Long way to go on this one.
Withrow to inbound for Clear Creek Amana. Got it in to Tyler Schreffer. Turns on Meeker. Cut off. Now spins into the lane, and there's a foul. It's a little bit of a push from behind.
Schreffer's left hand, and they really are trying to play him to force him to go to the right, but Schreffer's determined to get to that strong hand.
Caleb Brand gets the foul, his first, just into the ball game. 33-22, an 11-point Clear Creek Amana lead, and a walk on the baseline by Withrow. As he started to make a move, turnover number eight.
Mount Vernon needs a bucket.
Clippers by 11. Mount Vernon with only that three by Swans. Kuchar going one-on-one, steps back, cut off by O'Connor. Here's Maker. Drives, leaves the baseline. Brand, Nolan to Caleb, fakes, goes into the lane, jump pass to Meeker. Back to Erickson on the baseline. He got doubled, and they got a reach foul on Schreffer or a Potter, one or the other.
And Erickson didn't have very good control of that dribble, but fortunately was bailed out with the foul.
And the foul will be, I believe, the third on Potter. Off the inbound, Meeker hits the three.
Boy, did Mount Vernon need that. They are really playing Kuchar to force him to go left, and that's bothered him a little bit.
They did not get that. You got it on O'Connor. Here's the ball tipped and stolen away. Clear Creek Amana with a turnover.
Block shot by Erickson.
Meeker on the hand back to Kuchar. Kuchar puts it on the floor, comes around the screen, open. Just barely caught the iron on the three. Offensive rebound, Mount Vernon. Shot up, no, but a foul called as Erickson will go to the line.
And Erickson is working hard in there.
And they got the foul on T.J. Bowlers, his second. And a couple free throws coming up. And Erickson's first one short. One more. He's a 54% foul shooter.
Not a good free throw shooting team, 61%. It's only their fourth free throw of the game. They're 1-for-3 so far.
Withrow coming out. Reed back in. Both free throws no good. And it comes out deep to Schreffer. 8-point lead. Schreffer going baseline. Trapped in the corner, looking for some help. Tried to get it down low to Bowlers. Kept it alive, and the layup good. For Reed.
Well, just his physicality won that battle away from two white shirts and made a good pass for the easy layup.
35-25. Kuchar on the pull-up, and he got fouled from behind.
See if this is a shooting foul.
I thought the first one was. And that's three now on Nick O'Connor.
And he has been the chief defender, so that could change the...
Well, no, check it. Two on O'Connor.
Okay.
And free throws coming up for Kuchar, and maybe this will get him going. He is a good free throw shooter and splashes down the first, 77%.
When you try to block a shot from the side or behind, sometimes you get it clean and still get the foul call because you're just in an awkward position.
Brazzi back in for Mount Vernon. The sophomore, second one, front iron, no, rebound to Potter, who protects it with both arms. 3:20 to play. Potter off the clear out. Going to go one-on-one. Leaner, no good. Reed, the offensive rebound. He'll pull it back for Clear Creek Amana.
Lots of contact there.
Behind the back with a dribble. Tried to go into the corner, and Schreffer caught it on the sideline. Turnover number 10.
Heck of a battle for every loose ball, Scott. Bowlers gets a rest. That first time he's been out?
First time he has been out this afternoon for TJ Bowlers. Inside, shot missed. Here comes Potter the other way. Clear Creek commanded by 9. Lead pass to Reed, trying to collect it, does. He'll bring it out. 2:51 to play here in the third. Clear Creek Command. I see without Bowlers what they run here. They bounce it inside. Little floater up and good for Navarra. 6 off the bench for Ryan Navarra, the junior.
Back to an 11-point lead for the Clippers.
37-26, 2.5 to play. Meeker, top of the key, 3-pointer, and it rattles in.
I think this is going to get closer, Scott. I think we got a heck of a battle on our hands the rest of the way.
2 threes for Meeker here in the quarter. 37-29. The lead for Clear Creek Amana. Reed spinning into the lane. Little hit left-hand turnaround. Too strong. Rebound, Kuchar. Kuchar between the legs. Brings it across the timeline for Mount Vernon. Behind the screen. He'll pull up for the 3. No good. Put back. No, but a foul. And that'll send Caleb Brand to the line.
Good follow there by Brand. Get to the basket and get the rebound.
1:15 fouls the other one. As it'll be Schrepper picking up his second foul. And Caleb Brand will get a couple of free throws for Mount Vernon.
I know I'm being repetitive, but Kuchar's had to work so hard for every shot. He's just not smooth with his release right now, because when he does get a little bit of an opening, he's kind of rushing it a little bit. And he is going to the bench for a little rest. As Jordan returns.
Free throw, first one no good. Brand 67%. And the second one is in. 4 points off the bench for Caleb Brand. He'll check out. And Noah Erickson back in for Mount Vernon.
And that old bugaboo, Mount Vernon, just 3 for 8 from the line.
Lead at 7, 37-30. Schreffer picks it up right in the lane, shovels it to Bowlers, who just came back in. Goes back door, reverse layup, good. Beautiful drive, Christian Withrow.
And good pass from Bowlers.
39-30, set play off that out of bounds. Swans back into Meeker. He's hit a couple of triples here in the third. He'll pull it back outside, guarded by O'Connor. Gets doubled to Brandt. Put it on the floor to Swans. Right back to Meeker. He'll pull up. And got it for the baseline from 15.
And Meeker's trying to get his team going, and Kuchar's at the bench waiting to come back in. It was a brief rest.
Meeker averaging 5. Nice shot, pass to Bowlers, and he got fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws.
Bowlers came out of there with a wry smile. I think he realized that was a good block.
Nolan Brand will pick up the foul. And that is his third personal. And that'll send TJ Bowlers to the free throw line for 2. And rattle the first one good. High school basketball this afternoon here on the gym, presented by Hills Bank. One more for TJ Bowlers. 56% for the line. And if there is a football program in the country that has not contacted TJ, I'd like to know who it is. And the second one missed, but it's tipped out to Schrepper. Starts to go baseline, wraparound pass down to Withrow. He'll set it up. Now drives through the paint. Cross court to O'Connor. Step back 3, ring it up.
He had that confident look. Good release and bottom of the net.
Back to 11. 43-32, 42 seconds to play in the third.
Important for Mount Vernon to cut into this lead in these last 40 seconds of this quarter.
Jordan back in. First time he's been in about 3 or 4 minutes. As Mount Vernon went small, jump stop. Meeker turns, fires, left it short, rebounded by Bowlers. Well, how many does he have? That's 9.
Yep.
Working on a double-double. TJ, bounce down low, gets it right back. Cross court pass, 10 seconds to play. Schrepper spins, left free throw line. Now a spin by Withrow. Couple of fakes, 5 seconds, looking for some help. Out top, ball away, high arching, force 3, no good, at the horn. After three, Clear Creek Comana looking to pull the upset. 43-32 over the Mount Vernon Mustangs. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball here on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
The Dallas Mavericks have one of the top scoring duos on the NBA hardwood with Kristaps Porzingis and Luka Doncic.
The attitude this kid brings to the game can strike fear into the heart of the opponent.
Doncic, step back three, high arcing shot, he banks it in!
Luka's been on a scoring frenzy as they continue to battle for playoff position out west and get set to face the San Antonio Spurs.
Tonight, starting at 6:30 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Presented by Indeed.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Fourth quarter about to get underway. Shooting through three, Mount Vernon, 12 of 37, only 32%. And that includes Keaton Kuchar's 1 of 11 today. Clear Creek Comana, 15 of 32, 47%. And Clear Creek Comana's gotten the higher percentage shots in this basketball game.
They have, and they're doing a terrific job on Mount Vernon's leading scorer. That's really the big story. Kuchar has just not been able to get loose at all and take any clean looks. He's still saddled with just 4 points.
Mercury Comana breaking the huddle with Bowler, Schreffer in there along with O'Connor, Withrow, and Potter. As Mount Vernon will come out with Meeker, Nolan Brand, Derek Jordan, Kuchar, and Swantz.
You look at Kuchar and Erickson combined for 34 points a game on average. They have six today.
Big reason why CCA leads by 11. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. Started off the second half with an 11-3 run. Ready to go in the fourth quarter. We'll join up with Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn after this. On 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Mount Vernon with a basketball on the arrow. They lob it inside to Jordan. Turnaround won't go, and Bowler's got his 10th rebound.
Boy, good play, and Jordan just missed a point-blank layup.
Here's Potter going right baseline, cut off, trapped in the corner, trying to get it out of there and got it to Bowler's. Withrow, he'll spin right of the lane. Looking for some help, goes cross-court. Drive inside, off the glass, and a score for Nick O'Connor.
Clear Creek Comana playing with lots of confidence right now. Mount Vernon needs to turn the momentum around some way.
45-32. 7:14 to play in the game. Meeker with a stutter dribble on the drive, and it got fouled. Either Potter or Bowlers, and they're going to get Potter. Third on Mike Potter, team foul number six. Mount Vernon has only committed three here in the half.
Meeker has been all the offensive life that the Mustangs have had here in the second half.
Junior averaging 5 points a game, goes to the free throw stripe and misses the first. That has also not helped Mount Vernon's cause this afternoon.
Not at all. 3 for 9.
Jordan will come out and Mount Vernon's going to go small again. One more free throw. It's on the way, and it is good. Meeker, in the second half, has been very productive. 9 points off the bench. 45-33. Ball tipped away and stolen. Meeker comes up with the 11th turnover. He'll pull up for a three. Front iron, no. Rebounded by Bowler. Here comes Potter. Ooh, picks it up at the center line, looking for some help, and a foul on Mount Vernon. They are extending the defense now in this man-to-man half court.
Meeker gambled there. They had a three-on-one, and he chose to pull up for the three. It was online, but just short. Clear Creek Comana got the rebound. Bowler's another one.
Second on Kuchar on the foul, and they'll try to get it in just due to Potter. Potter on the dribble drive, penetrate, and a kick to the right corner. A three, no, but a foul. Swantz ran over O'Connor.
Three free throws.
Yep, that'll be three. Third on Colin Swantz, team foul number five, and Nick O'Connor will get a three. And missed the first. O'Connor 62%. Clear Creek Amana as a team very good at 69% from the line. 6:42 to play. Second one on the way and good. Got the roll. Off front iron, backboard and in.
The previous possession, Swantz did a great job defensively. Got a steal away from Schreffer, and Mount Vernon had that 3-on-1 but couldn't capitalize.
This one on the way. That one is good.
Biggest lead of the game.
47-33. Clear Creek Amana by 14. Mount Vernon won the regular season game by 17, but that was way back around December 1st. Here's Kuchar. Fall away three, and he got it. He pumped fake, and then flat-footed hit of the three.
Wasn't
the three.
In rhythm, but it went down. Oh, there's a steal by Swantz after a double dribble or traveling.
And it's going to go either way to Mount Vernon.
Swantz is in there for his defense, and he's making some things happen here. That three-pointer gets it back to 11. Mount Vernon needs a score here to get it inside at 10.
Swantz in there along Caleb Brand, Kuchar, Erickson, and also Nolan Brand in the ball game. Erickson spinning, hands it back now to Kuchar. Kuchar, he'll pop for three. No good on the line driver, and a rebounding foul against Mount Vernon. Nolan Brand.
Team foul number 5-6, so no one-on-one yet. Five team fouls on Clear Creek Amana.
Fourth, though, on Nolan Brand. 47-36. Winner gets Pella or Sergeant Bluff Luton coming up next. Potter circling out top, goes back door. Withrow, cross-court pass, Schreffer with a high catch on the baseline, back to O'Connor, three-pointers and air ball, and Kuchar the rebound. Kuchar, little stutter dribble, jump stop in the lane, turns, fires, no, and Potter another rebound. Can't say enough about this defensive effort.
It's been tremendous.
Potter turning the corner, takes it inside, had it knocked away out of bounds. As Jordan will come back in, the big center for Mount Vernon replacing Nolan Brand.
There was a lot of contact there between Potter and Kuchar, and no whistle, just a ball out of bounds.
Jade Meeker back in. Clear Creek Amana shooting right at 50%. Mount Vernon, 13 of 42, 31%. Inbound with 5:20 to play. Baseline drive in all the way. Potter took an extra step.
Good defensive effort by Meeker to come over and help.
13th turnover for Clear Creek Amana.
Mount Vernon with another chance to cut it under 10.
5:12 to play. Kuchar on the 1-4 look. Jump pass Meeker to Erickson. Holds it outside the golden arc. He'll put it on the floor. Starts to penetrate. Takes it left free throw line. Back to Meeker out on the perimeter. Kuchar, they double him. Back to Meeker. Fake. Step back three. Short. Online but short. And a rebound to Withrow. And Clear Creek Amana is going to get a timeout.
And they may take the air out of it a little bit here.
That might be what they're going to talk about. 4:49 to play. It's a 30-second timeout. A lot of time, though, remaining to take the air out of the ball.
Yeah, there is. Nolan Brand returning. Swantz returning. As you say, Brand with four fouls. He's got to be careful. 16 fouls on Mount Vernon. Five on Clear Creek Amana. Mount Vernon has not had a one-on-one all day. But the free throws they have had,
they've missed.
Yep.
4 for 10 from the free throw line for Mount Vernon. Clear Creek Amana hasn't been a whole lot better. They're only 8 of 14 from the stripe.
I think the guy that Clear Creek is letting go so they can double-team Kuchar is Meeker, and he's had some success, but that's an unusual role for Meeker to be their leading scorer.
Give and go. Schreffer got it back from Bowlers. Hands it off now to Potter. Man to man for Mount Vernon. O'Connor with 4.5 to play. Gets to Withrow. A little jab step. Stutter move. Gets to Potter in the corner. Layups only maybe right now for Clear
exactly.
Creek. Baseline drive. Withrow fakes. Had it blocked, but a foul from behind. And there was a layup attempt.
And it would be their leading scorer that takes it to the basket. Withrow. Leading scorer on the season.
Meeker picks up the foul. And that's 7 on Mount Vernon. Christian Withrow to the line. And the junior hits the first. 7 points for Withrow. 74% shooter. And got them both.
Clear Creek and Manor missed 4 straight free throws in the first quarter, but they've only missed 2 since.
49-36, 4:12 to play in the ball game as CCA trying to avenge the regular season loss. Cross-court pass, Kuchar will pull up from 17 and buried it. Just inside the arc for Keaton Kuchar.
That was the cleanest look he's had today, and he shot it in rhythm, bottom of the net.
49-38, Potter on the power dribble. Cross-court pass, Withrow lost it going in. Brand knocked it away, picked up by Meeker. 14th turnover, 49-38, over halfway here in the fourth quarter. Meeker, he'll drive baseline, shovels it underneath, off the hands of Brandon, out of bounds. I think Brand thought he was going to shoot it.
Yep, and Kuchar never touched the ball on that possession.
CCA to face little pressure, three-quarter court, little 2-1-2 trap. Schreffer jumps it to Bowlers. He'll hand it back at the center circle. 3:20 to play. Potter, floater, won't go. Got his own rebound on the baseline, though. Hands it back to Withrow, and a reach foul called on Swantz. And that's 4 on Colin Swantz. And that is team foul number 8, 1-1 coming up. He just hit 2, Christian Withrow.
And I think you're exactly right, Scott. Nothing but layups right now is the mode for Clear Creek and Manor.
Missed a free throw. Bowler's got the rebound, and I'm going to say he pushed off.
And that's a 16 foul on Clear Creek and Manor, so we'll be shooting free throws the rest of the way.
But third on Bowler's. Yeah, player control foul. Well, in either way, it was only the 6th foul on Clear Creek and Manor. Turning the corner, Meeker. Nice spin move underneath. Got it blocked from behind. They got a foul. Either Potter from up front or Bowlers from behind. And it's going to be Bowlers, and that's his 4th.
Well, Bowlers had his right hand on the block, but the left hand was on the player's back.
Meeker to the free throw line. Averaging 5 points a game coming off the Mount Vernon bench. And rattles the free throw in. High school basketball again this afternoon, presented by Hills Bank. Check them out online at hillsbank.com. Connection is here.
Give Meeker credit. He's been the active one offensively to try and create things, and he could get it down to 9 with a good free throw here.
It's on the way. Missed it. Back iron and off, and the rebound to Potter. Bowler stays in with 4. Full court pressure applied. Schreffer gets it into the front court on the bounce. Withrow. Under 3 to play. Driving in off the glass. No, but Schreffer was fouled.
Brazzi?
Yep. Team foul number 9, and going to be 2 free throws. So it's double bonus from here on in for the Creek. As the lefty puts it up and in. Schreffer's played a heady game.
He is tough.
75%. 50-39, Clear Creek and Manor. Second one on the way. That one rattles good. 15, little backward, defense being played by Clear Creek Comana. They work the weave to Meeker. Crossover dribble right of the lane. Shovels it back to Kuchar. Had a shot blocked out of bounds by Potter. Oh, and then we get a technical. Technical foul on Potter.
Ooh, that could be big. 12-point game, and Kuchar's going to shoot four, I believe.
No, I think it wasn't a foul. Should just be two.
Okay.
On the technical. Potter said something after the block, and Kuchar nails the free throw.
Got it.
And that is four on Potter. And also a team foul. 2:37 to play. Both free throws good for Kuchar.
It cuts it to 10, and Mount Vernon gets possession here. The 2:37 mark.
Going to take Potter out now.
Kuchar's going to be seeing blue uniforms with clippers on it in his sleep.
51-41, 10-point lead. Mount Vernon, though, gets the ball. Kuchar going baseline, fakes. Leaner up, no, but he got fouled again. Team foul number 9. And this will be a two-shot situation as Reed will get the foul. His second. And Kuchar right back to the line. And Mount Vernon scores without the clock moving.
Yeah.
And nails the first one.
They can have this down to 8 on another good free throw by Kuchar.
Now, Vernon's gone small most of the second half with Derek Jordan out.
He is a 77% free throw shooter. I'm sure you've said that 6 times today.
It's up and good. Got them both. Kuchar 5 out of 6 on the line. Mount Vernon with the three-quarter court pressure. Picked up, withdrawn in the backcourt. Needs some help. Got it ahead to Schrepper. He put it on the floor. Had it tipped away by Brozzi. Loose, but Clear Creek Comana is going to chase it down. And timeout, CCA.
That was close to the 10-second call and close to lost possession, but Clear Creek Comana maintains possession. 3 timeouts left for the Mustangs, 2 for the Clippers.
I'm going to say it's a 30. I thought they had already used their 30, but their 30s, but that's okay.
2:17 to go. Both teams with 9 team fouls, so double bonus for both teams the rest of the way.
As it'll be, Clear Creek Comana inbound with the 8-point lead just to our left here on the far sideline in front court.
Regardless of the outcome of this game, you got to give Clear Creek Comana immense credit for the defensive job they've done on Kuchar. Primarily Nick O'Connor, but first half also Brock Reed.
Inbound, they get it to Schrepper. Brozzi going for a couple of steals, and they're going to get Brozzi for right in the hip.
We used to say, give him a saddle.
Third on Owen Brozzi, and double bonus for both teams. Tyler Schrepper is 2 for 2 this afternoon. He'll be at the line.
He's a 75% free throw shooter.
Clear Creek now 12 of 19 this afternoon from the line, and this one's good.
O'Connor and Bowlers are probably the best options to try to foul if you're Mount Vernon trying to put the right people at the line, not this guy.
Yeah, he's a battler. Second one up, that one no good, and it comes out deep to Swans. 52-43, coming up on 2 to play. Meeker dumps it inside, shot on the way, short by Brand, goes out of bounds, last touch by Clear Creek. And it will stay Mount Vernon ball. But the Mustangs running out of time, 2:03 to go, down by 9. Quick inbound to Kuchar, sets the feet, 3 won't go, and another Bowlers rebound.
That was a big shot. We needed that one. Mount Vernon needed that one if they were going to have a chance, I think.
12 rebounds for TJ Bowlers. And Brozzi will come in along with Caleb Brand. Mount Vernon's going offense for defense and vice versa. Clippers looking to get it in, and they do to Schreffer. And the hand back. Nice bounce down low. Bowlers with a good catch in traffic and got fouled on the feed from Withrow. They get Erickson on the foul?
Not sure.
It's two shots from here on in, and Bowlers to the line, where he is 2 for 5 today, and Mega 2 for 6. Rozzi and Brand out. Nolan Brand back in for Caleb, and Swants back in.
Kuchar 3 for 16 from the field today, Scott.
Bowlers with one more free throw, and it's good. Makes it a 4-possession game. 4 points, but 12 boards for Bowlers. Swants into the front court, minute 43 to play. Kuchar out of the far hash mark. NBA three, short, rebound, back tap, picked up by Potter. He'll throw it deep. They've got a man all the way underneath who lays it in with Withrow. And that might do it. Lead of a dozen, 55-43. Coming off the screen, Meeker, three, good. Nope, I guess, was that a, that had to be a three. Now, the referee said two, but I think he was looking at the NBA line. And they
saying two again.
They're going to say two.
Wow.
I think he got messed up with the two three-point lines.
Yep. No monitor to check in high school, of course.
30-second timeout taken by Mount Vernon. Minute 22 to go. It's 55-45 with Clear Creek Amana trying to pull off the upset.
82 seconds to play here. Mount Vernon still with two timeouts. Clear Creek Amana with two.
And it'll be Mount Vernon slapping on full court pressure. Caleb Brand, Owen Brazzi back in. Inbound, looking. Still looking, and finally got it into Potter, and he was fouled by Meeker. So Potter's first free throws of the afternoon for Clear Creek. And Potter, a 71% foul shooter. And he'll have two right here. 55-45. Lead for Clear Creek Amana, and led most of the way. The first one no good.
As so often happens, a team protecting the lead in the fourth quarter, CCA has only had 4 field goal attempts in this quarter. They made 2 of them, but this will be their 14th free throw attempt.
Vernon has only led, I believe, 2-0. Second free throw right through for Potter. He's got 7. 56-45, 11-point lead. Swanson to the front court. Jump pass to Kuchar. He'll step back for the jumper. No. Rebound chased down. And O'Connor fouled by Caleb Brand.
Well, Keaton Kuchar, a great basketball player, 20-point average. Dad played for Clear Creek Amana back when they went to state back in 1992. And now his son is the star of the Mount Vernon program, but he has had a tough night.
And O'Connor short on the first free throw. Clippers trying to get back to the semifinals. They've been there once, back in the 90s. And second free throw good. O'Connor got 11. 57-45, the lead is a dozen. Kuchar will go one-on-one. Cross-court pass hits the side of the basket. Saved from going over and back for a moment, but thrown away, and then Clear Creek Amana throws it away. And they had Withrow all by his lonesome down here in front of us.
Yep.
54.9. Inbound, three short. And Potter going for the save. Saved it in underneath. Couple of fakes. Brand the layup. That won't go. Got his own rebound. No. Over to Caleb, shot no good, and the rebound to Bowlers, and he was bear hugged from behind, and right there, that 10 seconds epitomized Mount Vernon's day.
Yep.
Three-point blank, three-foot misses. And a T.J. Bowler's rebound. As the foul goes against Caleb Brand, his third. But all the credit in the world goes to Brandon Club and Clear Creek Amana.
That's for sure. A great, great defensive game plan.
Free throw up and good. Bowlers with one more. And trying to put another nail in the coffin, and he does. Seconds to play. Kuchar will pull up for the deep three. It's no good. Comes out deep to Bowlers. And Potter will just spin it out front. 59-45. Clear Creek Amana is going to the semifinals. And a happy bunch of Clipper fans behind us. And the terrific season for Mount Vernon will come to a close, but Clear Creek Amana will move on. What a defensive performance. They win it 59-45. The Clippers defeat Mount Vernon here this afternoon. We'll take a one-minute break, come back, and have a quick postgame for you. After this, you're listening to high school state tournament basketball on KGYM.
You don't need the luck of the Irish. It's St. Patrick's Savings Time. This is Pat McGrath, and I'm no saint, but I won't let you spend a pot of gold when we can save you big green on a nicer, newer ride.
Shop our Shamrockin' selection of more than 2,500 premium pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, starting at just $99 a month. Quality inspected, warranty protected, McGrath certified vehicles, priced as low as $10,995. Like it or exchange it, guaranteed. Even if you don't wear green, your credit application is always accepted. Six cities, 10 McGrath locations, over 2,500 used vehicles as low as $99 a month. And tax refund season's the reason. Your time to upgrade is now. No need to pinch yourself. These deals are definitely real, and luck's got nothing to do with it.
St. Patrick's Savings Time at McGrath Family of Dealerships. Shop now, McGrathAuto.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Mount Vernon Mustangs getting their quarterfinal participation trophy here at the state tournament from Tom Keating, the new executive secretary of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, along with Todd Tharp, as Clear Creek Amana defeats Mount Vernon here this afternoon, 59-45. Just an absolutely stifling defensive performance, holding Keaton Kuchar to 3 of 19 shooting in the basketball game.
It was amazing defensive effort. I mean, it was an intense game, both teams right from the get-go. And the first three quarters especially, Kuchar hardly ever touched the ball without getting double-teamed or triple-teamed. He just couldn't get any open looks. And by the time he finally got a little space late in the game, it was from way out on the court and forced a few things. But Meeker did a great job trying to keep the Mustangs into the game. But Clear Creek Amana was destined to win this thing. They just worked too hard defensively. And Bowlers had a monster day on the boards with 14 rebounds. And great effort by the Clippers. And they haven't been to state since 1993, so they made the most of it.
First win at state in 27 long years for the Clear Creek Amana Clippers. Bryce Mines, the coach the last time Clear Creek Amana was here. They went on to Washington, Iowa, now is the athletic director at Iowa City, Regina.
Wow.
And
you sure never cease to amaze me, Scott, your knowledge. That's awesome.
Take a look at the final stats in this one here in the post game for Clear Creek Amana. 20-5 now on the season, and they will move on to the Class 3A semis on Thursday afternoon at 3:45. as they will take on either Pella or Sergeant Bluff Luton at that time. For Clear Creek, balanced effort. Tyler Shreffer leading the way with 16 points, 8 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Very balanced for Shreffer. 11 for Nick O'Connor, the 6'2 senior, all in the second half. Christian Withrow, leading scorer coming in, ended up with 10 points today. 7 for TJ Bowlers to go along with 14 rebounds today for the football standout. Mike Potter with 7. Ryan Navarro off the bench with 6. Brock Reed at 2 for Clear Creek Comana. For Mount Vernon, they end the year 22-3, led by Keaton Kuchar. Despite 3 of 20 shooting, he ended up with 13 points on the game today. Off the bench, Jaden Meeker in double figures with 12. 9 points for Derek Jordan. Caleb Brand off the bench at 4. Colin Swans with a 3-pointer and 3. Nolan Brand with 2. And Noah Erickson also with 2 for Mount Vernon. 16-8 was the bench scoring as that went to Mount Vernon here in the ballgame today. And they still have the official stats up. And I'll let you talk about those.
All right. The shooting, Clear Creek Amana, 18 for 37, 48.6%. That'll win you a lot of basketball games. Mount Vernon was 15 for 56, 26.8. A lot of that distorted late with some desperation attempts. That one flurry where I think they missed 5 or 6 shots in one possession obviously affects that. The three-point shooting, Clear Creek Amana, 5 for 9. Any coach would take that anytime, 55.6%. And Mount Vernon on the other side of things, 6 for 21, just 29% from three-point range. Free throws, 18 out of 29 for Clear Creek Amana, as they got there a lot in the fourth quarter. Almost half of those were in the fourth, more than half, 62%. And 9 out of 16 from the free throw line for Mount Vernon, 56.3%. Rebounding ended up 39 to 31 in favor of Clear Creek Amana. 9 offensive boards, 30 defensive. And for Mount Vernon, 15 and 16 in those two categories. Leading individual rebounder, as I mentioned, was TJ Bowlers. The physical specimen in there had 14 rebounds today. He had only one basket, but 14 rebounds, a huge force. 8 for Mike Potter, who had a great floor game. 8 for Christian Withrow, turned an ankle early, came back and played well. 4 rebounds for Tyler Shreffer, Mr. Energizer Bunny. He was all over the place. 2 for Ryan Navarro. 1 for Brock Reed and 1 for Nick O'Connor, who did the great defensive job along with his teammates on Kuchar. And Mount Vernon's leading rebounder was Nolan Brand, a great effort. He had 11 boards, 6 for Derek Jordan, 4 for Keaton Kuchar, 2 apiece for Noah Erickson and Colin Swants, and also for Caleb Brand, 1 for Jaden Meeker.
Points in the paint, Clear Creek Amana got that, 20-12. Points off turnovers, Mount Vernon a slight edge, 10-8. Second chance points, Clear Creek Amana 10-9. Fast break, 4-0 Clippers, and the bench scoring was 16-8. Mount Vernon had the advantage right there. It all adds up to a win for Clear Creek Amana, 59-45 here today. And just absolutely fantastic defense. That's the bottom line of this win today. And a great game plan put together by Brandon Club. Double Keaton Kuchar with someone on the help side defense all day. And then the rotation was good for the man coming over to pick up the guy that was left open. And Mount Vernon just couldn't solve it.
And their familiarity with Mount Vernon, having played them before and seen them on tape, I'm sure, many times, gave them an idea of how they needed to play Mount Vernon, and they played it to a T. They just did a great job, O'Connor and Reed especially, but everybody contributed. And you said it before that 2 games ago, Scott, that this 3A was going to be a mixed-up mixmaster.
It has been all year.
That big thud you just heard was number 2 seed falling to the number 7 seed.
Clear Creek Comana wins. We'll have their game coming up on Thursday afternoon. Miles will be here for that one at 3:30 for you with Clear Creek Comana here on KGYM. And we've got basketball coming up tomorrow morning. It'll be 4A first round action as the Iowa City West Trojans will take on the Ankeny Hawks. MVC versus the CIML tomorrow at 10:15 in the morning. That'll be on 106.3 FM coming your way right here on KGYM. Tonight, we've got college and NBA basketball for you starting at 6 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. It'll be back-to-back, a pair of conference championship games, the Colonial Championship followed by the West Coast Championship with Gonzaga taking on St. Mary's. That should be a dandy. And Dallas and San Antonio in the NBA, 1600 and 102.3 will have that for you at 6:30, and we'll watch a little basketball tonight and come back tomorrow morning, Denny.
We'll look forward to it. It's always great here at the state tournament. We got the multicolored fans over there across the way from Pella getting ready to face Sergeant Bluff Luton out from the western part of the state in the final 3A game, and then the 4As get after it here this evening.
It's going to wrap things up for our coverage. I'm going to send you back to Todd and Alex. They will take you through 6 o'clock here this evening on KGYM. And I want to thank all our sports-minded boosters. Thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio. And thanks to everybody for tuning in to this one. And also tomorrow, don't forget, we got North Lynn basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tomorrow night as North Lynn will be in action. Nate Sanderson will join me for that one at 8:15 tomorrow evening on KGYM. For Denny, I'm Scott Unash saying so long from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Final score of this 3A state quarterfinal. Clear Creek Comana beats Mount Vernon 59-45. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. We sent you back to our studios and local programming.
It's erroneous right there. Erroneous on both.